This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Momentarily, I believe, we will be hearing from Nick Sirianni. We have not heard from... Oh, he's there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the coach of the 14-3 Philadelphia Eagles, the champions of the NFC in the regular season, Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Angela.
Now, Nick, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm thrilled we got the most we could have hoped for was a bye in the first round, and I've still been complaining most of the morning. Can you believe
it? You're kidding me. You're kidding. I can't wait to answer all your questions. Hey, and I can even answer a couple more today because I gave the coaches off today. They're off, and so we're off. And I don't got anything to do. I'll give you two more questions today.
Wow, that is very generous. Well, let me just start by asking you what it feels like to be the number one seed in the NFC and have a bye in the first round.
Yeah, you know, obviously we're excited about that. We're excited to be able. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes said it the other day. You know, we already won a playoff game, right? And that's basically how you look at it, because all these teams are going to be fighting for their football lives this week to survive in advance, and we get to sit there and just move on. And so what's really good about that, where I think that obviously is a big advantage, we get to just sit there for the entire week, right? We get to sit here for an entire week and think about what we can do better, what we've done well, what we haven't done well, and self-scout ourselves. And that's a huge, huge advantage. Obviously, it's a huge advantage to be able to play your playoff games at home. And so, you know, that's why the one seed in the NFC East Championship is so important.
Absolutely. Now, the big story, I guess, yesterday was the return of Jalen Hurts after a couple of weeks off. When did you know for sure, Nick, that you were going to have him?
You know, that's just a week. That goes throughout the week. You know, I knew that what we had to do the 2 weeks prior to is basically hold Jalen off, because Jalen's going to want to play through anything. He'll play through absolutely everything. He's tough. He's one of the toughest guys I know. And, you know, so it was a weekly process, right? And so he got the reps last week. But, you know, you don't know for sure until, you know, Wednesday was a walkthrough. Thursday was our heavy practice, and then you wanted to see how he recovered from Thursday, and how he was feeling, and then see how he was with 2 days in a row after Friday's practice. So I don't know if I have I felt good about it. It kept trending upwards, and I felt good about it. But to say we really knew, you know, I would say Friday was when we said, okay, we're probably he's going, and you know, he's going to be sore. We feel comfortable that he can't hurt himself any further, but we know it's going to hurt like hell, and he's going to be able to play through it because that's who Jalen is.
Wow. Well, how do you think he did?
You know, I thought he played a solid game, and what I was happy with, you know, I know this is a crazy thing to be happy about, but like I was happy that we were able to he was able to make some mistakes in that game yesterday, and we all make mistakes in the game, starting with myself. But, you know, I was happy that he was able to make some mistakes in the game to kind of, knock the rust off a little bit, you know. And so because he had been out for the past 2 weeks, as we all know. And so I was happy that he made, and, you know, you don't want to make the mistakes. But, you know, I'd rather make them, you know, yesterday, instead of in the playoffs. And even though yesterday we were playing for everything, and they were minor mistakes, but they were just some things that we needed to knock the rust off. But besides that, I thought he played a good game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even watched the tape yet. We don't get very many opportunities in this league to not work the next day, because everything, like, that's why I'm giving you two more questions, because I don't have a meeting to rush to, and I don't have a, I didn't have to have the grade filmed. I am actually going in with Jalen. I know the coaches are off, but Jalen said to me, "Hey, let's go watch the tape tomorrow." I said, "You got it."
Wow.
So he wanted to work and move on. And so at 12 o'clock, me, him, Shane, and Brian Johnson are going to watch the tape together in there. So a couple of us are working, but everyone else needs to have that time off.
That is awesome. That's one of the reasons people love the guy. He's got the Philly work ethic. You know, Nick, he always wants to do the next thing and make sure he gets it right. We love the kid.
That's what makes him special, Angela.
Well, here's the one thing that I'm a little upset about. You're quoting Pat Mahomes, and I don't think Pat Mahomes is the MVP. I think it's Jalen Hurts. Could you check in on that? I mean, he's 14-1, Nick. Isn't he the MVP?
Everything I can do to get Jalen Hurts MVP, I'll do. Who I need to talk to, I'll do it. Because to me, what he means to our football team, that's what we talk about with most valuable player. Who's the most valuable player to their team? In this league, and Jalen Hurts is, there's no doubt in my mind that he should be the MVP of this league. Like, look what he's done, exactly what you said. And then someone sent me something that he's 18-1 as a starter through his last whatever many games, and that's pretty incredible. And he's a stretch of football, a really impressive stretch together of what they're doing.
That's awesome. All right, Nick, the fan perception, which I share, is that right now, for the past several games, the team is not playing its best football. Do you agree? And if so, how big a concern is it?
You're always working to get better. And you'd love to blow everybody out and to get huge wins. And I get that. I understand that. We know that we're working through things. As far as the two losses before, no excuses. In that we didn't play our best football yesterday was sloppy in some senses, and it really felt like that game could have been blown open had we finished in the red zone. And we just got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job executing there. We're very results aware, but we're but what we really base everything on is our process. Did we go through our process that week to get better? And sometimes it doesn't always show in your results. I know we're working hard in practice. I know we're practicing harder than any team I've ever been on in this league, that we practice harder than everybody and any team I've ever been on. I know we meet hard, right? Our meetings are detailed. Our players are detailed. We walk through hard. And I know we're committed to getting better at our core values. And so, like, sometimes the results aren't exactly what you expect every time out of that, but I know that we're getting better from the process that we're going through each week. So it's kind of, it's what's interesting. It's kind of like what we said last year. Like, maybe you aren't seeing the results, but the roots are growing, and the roots are continuing to grow out. And I'll double down on that. I know I got made fun of about that, and that's okay. But the roots are growing, and they're continuing to grow, and the foundation is continuing to spread out, and that's what we're completely concerned about. And we're very results aware. But we just want to keep growing, and we do feel like we're doing that, and we'll correct the mistakes that we're making. I know that. I don't see this team making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Those are the ones that really fire you up and get you angry. But so sometimes you're going to make new mistakes, but the most important thing is that you go get them fixed and you don't make them over and make them again.
All right, Nick, one thing on each side of the ball. On defense, shutout for 38 minutes. Then Davis Webb leads the Giants. A lot of their backups, 9 plays 69, 10 plays 59, 7 plays 54, 16 points in all. What happened in the latter stages defensively?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hey, before I answer that question, though, Angelo, did Peter from Maple Shade call in today?
Not yet. Why?
You think he's wearing his Giants hat around Maple Shade today?
Oh, that's right. He has not called in. I think he is hiding out right now because he lost again.
I needed to throw that in there.
Fair enough. I hope he sees you on the tennis court soon, Nick.
So, the last drive, Angelo, like, okay, so they had the field goal. They drove down, got the field goal, made it 19-3. Then they had those two quarterback draws, were good calls by those guys. And, you know, so, and then the very last drive I made, you know, so those two drives, they moved the ball a little bit on us. They ran the ball a little bit on us. You know, and part of that is that you're trying not to give up a big play and this and that. The very last drive I mandated that we don't get the ball thrown over our heads and that we make sure that this thing goes. They don't have any timeouts. Make sure that if they do score, they score under the 2-minute warning. So that way we can, get the onside kick and then knee the ball out. So, you know, that we bled yards at the end, but that's me, and that's the way the game was right at that particular point. And sure, Gannon's going to want to be aggressive there and do it, but I mandated that he doesn't get, you know, that we nothing got over our heads and that they let him dink and dunk. And so, you know, that's just the way that game ended out.
All right, the other side of the ball, you kind of clinched the win with a very long drive, featured mostly the running game. But you started the game with 9 straight passes. And I'm just wondering, again, I know I've asked this most weeks, why didn't you commit to the run much earlier in the game?
You know, I think the with the type of offense we are, here you know, I'll take you back to last year. And, you know, after our loss against Tampa Bay, I want to take you into that meeting and take the fans into that meeting. And the discussion was, okay, we're number one in rushing the football last year in the NFL. And we were number 23 or 24 in passing. And we said to ourselves, if we want to be the explosive offense and score the points that we need to do, this needs to change, right? We need to be in the top 15. We need to still be the running team we are. We still need to be a top 5 running team. But we need to be a top 15 passing team to score the type of points that we know we need to score to do the things we need to do to win the division and to win playoff games and so on and so forth. And so, you know, that's where our offense has been this year. We finished number 5 in rushing, and we finished number 9 in passing, and that's exactly what we wanted. And we feel like that's why our offense is explosive. That's why we are number 2. We are number 2 in the NFL in scoring, Again, do you want to be extreme either way? No, and that's exactly what we felt we were last year, was extreme to the run game, and we wanted to balance that out because we knew we had the players to do so, and we knew we could be more explosive. So, you know, we score more points than we did last year. We're still, I believe Bob Lang told me, we still are the third highest rush team in the NFL, so we did rush it. We've rushed it third most in the NFL, and, you know, I felt like, yesterday in that game, Angelo, we really moved the ball well, and we just didn't execute in the red zone. And you know, I think if you know we score, if we're just what we've been in the red zone down there, you see how much longer my answers are today when I don't have to rush to a meeting.
No problem. We're loving it. Go right ahead, Nick.
All right, cut me off when you have to go to a commercial. Okay. So you know, we felt like, hey, if we would have finished in the red zone and we would have, you know, we didn't, I understand that. But if we finish in the red zone, we scored 40 yesterday and we're not having this conversation, but we didn't, and we need to be better there. But that's the answer to the run game question. And but you know, it was good to, you know, close it out with the run game and eat some clock with that run game like we did yesterday.
You know, Nick, I wasn't going to ask this, but since we're having this nice, relaxed conversation, what'd you think of that call that nullified the touchdown, offensive lineman downfield from the 2-yard line? Do you like that call?
You know, I didn't like the call.
Because I thought it was, I've never seen that. It was a yard from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Dad, you like the call?
No, it's horrible.
My dad's sitting next to me.
Oh, your dad is there. Oh, my God, there. Your dad is there.
He is not allowed to answer any questions. I already told him that. He can just sit there and, so I'm not gonna subject him to anything of what he thinks about the run game or anything like that, right?
All right. But Nick, what did he think of the call?
He put his thumb down and just said he didn't like it. So I always got to play this correct, and then I got to say, hey, they got a tough job and this and that, but like, hey, they got us. My brother too. When we were talking, my brother Mike is gonna, when I call him or when he calls me after a game, he's always, you know what? It's like calling in the radio show. He's going to tell me what we messed up. You know what I mean? And so he actually said that he didn't think that was illegal man downfield. But, hey, you know, they called it, and that's what it was. And it obviously took some points off the board.
Well, I want you to say something to your dad, okay, because you're 14-3 and we're thrilled and you got the bye and all that. We think we would love him if he were the head coach just as much as we love his son. Would you let him know? Because it sounds like he likes to run the ball more than Nick does.
They ran the wing T when he was the head coach. I don't even know how many times they actually passed it.
Last thing, I'm just curious, Nick. What does the week look like now as you prepare for the playoffs?
Yeah, great question. The you know, it's all about, like, there's so many scenarios of who we can play, right? It's like, and when we can play. You know, there's so many scenarios. I know my mom, who's sitting here too, she's asking me if my aunt can come to the game and can we get her tickets to the game. I was like, Mom, I don't even know who we're playing or when we're playing. Well, yeah, Aunt Byrne can have tickets. My wife said Aunt Byrne can have tickets, but I don't even know who the heck we're playing, and I don't even know when it's going to be. But you know what? I love this bye week, right? And I love the bye week in the season. I'm really excited to get in right now, because to me it's a hugely important part of the process of what you're trying to accomplish. It's not always super clear of what you're outstanding at and what you're really struggling. It's not always as clear as you think it would be, and so you need to go and you need to really grind on the tape and grind on the numbers to see where you're being successful, what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, what your tendencies are. Like, it is a huge, huge advantage to have that bye week to be able to do this. And so that's what we'll do, right? I know the guys needed to be off today. The coaches and the players needed to be off today because it's late in the year, as we know, and this is a mental grind. And so they needed, you know, that's important that we're going to get sleep and our minds are going to be fresh and all those different things. But, you know, when we go back to work on Tuesday as coaches, we're going to grind. We're going to grind to figure out all those different things. And then the players will be in Wednesday. We'll grind on the tape with them, make the corrections from this tape. And then Thursday, Friday, we'll practice. And it'll be good to get in there with some pads and practice and, you know, work on some things that we're going to figure out about ourselves on Tuesday and Wednesday as coaches. And then, you know, be able to get in there. The great thing about when you're, cause you're not preparing for opponents, so you're doing competitive practices. And the great thing about that is that, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? And so we have great defense. We have a great offense, you know, highly ranked in both areas, and we know we got good players on both sides. So we just feel like that time against each other is going to really make us better as a football team, because we're playing against really good players on the opposite sides of the ball. So we're going to grind both mentally and physically this week to make sure we're ready for whomever we play at the link on the following week.
Well, Nick, listen, first of all, congratulations. 14-3 is insane. It's phenomenal. And I got to get back to bitching now, so I have to let you go. Right? But Nick, thank you for this insight, and thank your parents, because your dad is a great football mind. Has to be, and I'm sure your brothers are too. Nick, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Angela. All right, have a good day. Talk to you next week. Nick.